Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We usually do what we call weekend review.
We do.
Oh, at this point, I didn't know that. I'm not usually up at this time.
Well, listen to this. I don't know if we should do it because Laura went to a Whitesnake concert this weekend.
I did.
Here I go again on my own.
I was at a Whitesnake concert, and then the after party was with Mullet.
Our friends Mullet,
who have come to Central Pennsylvania last summer. They're coming again this summer. Mm-hmm. And it was quite the 48 hours. If you notice, I have a party girl voice.
You got a little Tom Morgan in your
party girl voice this morning.
I didn't do a lot of yelling at the Cub Scout crossover yesterday for my six-year-old.
You didn't stand up and go rock and roll. No,
I did light a candle when he, got his new award.
There may or may not be pictures of me backstage. And if you were following me on my Snapchat, you got a little peek.
And there's a pretty good chance that I even did less than Chad Hershberger. So what do you people waking up this morning in Central PA want to see? Backstage pictures of Laura and Whitesnake, Chad Hershberger with his son's Cub Scout event, or me laying on the couch watching baseball?
Ooh.
That's a toughie.
Well, I know I'm going to start following Laura on Snapchat.
Yeah, I kind of go for the Whitesnake pictures. I kind of would.
It was a good time. The turning stone. Oh, and I do have a really great story about gambling because I am not a gambler.
Okay.
And we could talk about it a little later if you want to.
Cue the Kenny Rogers.
We got to get Kenny Rogers.
Right. But this is like an incredible story.
Did you bring a lot of money home?
It all surrounds around the number 18.
Okay. Did you bring a lot of money home?
Yeah.
Well, then it is going to be a good story. And guess who's buying lunch?
I don't know if I won that much money.
Well, we had a good weekend.
We did.
And happy Monday, everyone. Hope you had a good weekend, too. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And oh, no, don't stop the music now. Just because news and sports and AccuWeather is coming up, we're going to sing about Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah.
What will I do on Sundays now that it's come to an end?
Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah.
No more. Dragons or gratuitous sex and violence.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
No more of Cersei's evil smirk or Daenerys torching dudes.
Torching dudes?
No more beheadings or scenes in brothels featuring lots of boobs. We'll miss Sansa, Arya Tyrion, and of course Jon Snow. As the sun sets on Westeros, we say goodbye, Game of Thrones.
Moment of silence for the end of Game of Thrones.
Well, things I need to do today. Let's see. Snapchat with Laura, good. And then start watching Game of Thrones.
Season one?
Season one.
Luckily, streaming on HBO Go. Yeah, HBO Go.
Yeah, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It happened over the weekend. Of course, it's college graduation time. Bucknell graduated Sunday.
Yes, they did.
Morehouse College graduated yesterday, and Robert F. Smith was the speaker, and he had a very special announcement.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Since he is a billionaire.
On behalf of the eight generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Unbelievable. 400 students, roughly $40 million given away, so they have zero college loans.
I don't even remember what my graduation speaker talked about.
Me either, but I know he didn't pay my loans.
Oh, I think Ralph Nader was my graduation speaker. I'm serious.
And what did he do?
I can't remember.
Yeah, he probably invented something or did something.
No, no, no. He is a politician.
He was more than that.
Yeah, I know.
He was a consumer.
Yes.
Product guy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
$40 million. Wow. I got to get a hold of this guy and see if he could pay one of my daughter's college loans, because the other two seem to be paying him.
No.
I got one defaulting.
Here's the thing.
What?
He could swing some loan money my way. That would be great.
Okay, you first, and then my kid in Los Angeles, who's not paying hers?
Yes.
Oh.
Can you throw in a car loan, too?
There it is.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. What do you do? What do you do when your boyfriend forgets your birthday? What do you do? No card, no present, no cake, no singing. What do you do?
You give them the silent treatment like you're in middle school. No.
That's actually not a bad idea. Wait for it. And Chad's not used to this. Where is this story coming from? Stupid news time. Where's it coming from? We always say
Florida.
Oh, okay. Florida.
No, this one's coming from Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
A woman celebrated her 55th birthday on Wednesday, didn't get a card, didn't get a gift, so she went after her boyfriend with a box cutter.
Oh, no.
She probably winters in Florida.
Yes, there it is. She probably does. How old was she again?
55 years old.
She does. She takes the RV down to Florida.
Georgia Zawacki.
She definitely went.
She's pretty Zawacki, Georgia.
Pretty Zawacki,
a box cutter?
Yep, she attacked her boyfriend, David Ray, with a box cutter. She was arrested for assault.
David Ray Cyrus? What?
Unbelievable what people do.
Okay, all right. This is just a healthy tip.
From your Aunt Laura?
Yes, from Chechi.
All right.
When you feel yourself getting really angry, that's when it's time to take a deep breath, count to three, and walk away.
And put down the sharp objects.
Yeah, that too.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, 714. I had a boring weekend. Chad Hershberger in for Matt. Matt is still enjoying his weekend, by the way.
Yeah, he had a long weekend, 4-day weekend for Matt.
Chad watched his son cross over in Cub Scouts.
I did. That was yesterday, Saturday at camp. Cool. We had our work day, so I had 21,000 steps on Saturday.
Ooh, wow.
There you go.
I took it easy yesterday.
That's a workout. Now, Laura went to see a Whitesnake concert in upstate New York, but what's more important than that is she made money in the casino.
I did.
Yay!
But it wasn't even like I was gambling with my own money. This is crazy.
All right, give us the kind of the brief version without the angry customer and all that. Just
sure. Basically, long story short, a gentleman was at the bar next to me with a bunch of his friends. They had been consuming beverages. He was cut off.
He gave you his chips.
Yes, he got very angry because he was tipping the bartender with his chips, which you are apparently allowed to do. I was unaware of this.
Yes, the bartender
said, "No, sorry, sir, no more beverages." So he took his chips and he was like, "Fine, you're not getting your tip. This was for you. She's going to get it." And I was like, "Excuse me, don't put me in the middle." And then when I realized what he was going to do, he goes, "Here, honey, go have some fun with your girlfriends." And he handed me this handful of chips. And I was like, "What?"
So you did.
So I literally was like, "How many chips?" He gave me $58 in casino chips.
And out the door he went. Drunk, and you went over to the tables and played and made money.
I did, and I was up. I was actually up over $200 at one point in time.
And you didn't bring us breakfast?
Well, here's the problem. This is what really happened. I got a little sassy.
Uh-oh.
I started betting a little more.
Uh-oh.
And then we went down, but I wanted to, like, kind of maintain, like, he gave me $58.
So don't go below
$58.
That's what you do.
So what ended up happening was I didn't go below $158.
There you go.
I cashed him out. I paid my bar bill, and I came home $100 richer.
Bam! That's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen.
And still no breakfast.
Whether you're in a casino,
have you traveled 5 hours away? Pennsylvania gas is expensive. That money went right in my gas tank.
There it is. Whether you're at a casino in the state, out of state, or the back room of a fire company, the idea is to come home with more money than you went.
You got to know when to hold them, Tom.
And you got to know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away.
And you know what? You better know when to run.
Don't ever count your money when you're sitting at the table.
There'll be time enough for counting.
When the dealing's done.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Chad is in for Matt. He's got the news coming up next, the sports with SportsCenter and AccuWeather if the guy decides to show up.
Then the president's coming to our area. We're going to talk about that.
That is news. Today. Yeah.
He's coming today.
Montoursville.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's exciting.
Yes.
Anybody? That's exciting.
It is exciting. That's kind of cool. The president's visiting little old central Pennsylvania.
All right, then. Let's move on.
I don't necessarily
know. I wouldn't want to live in Montoursville.
No.
They'll be blocking the highways.
I read some stuff online. The borough's been really good, though. They've been giving updates on, you know, residents, you know, things that you should and should not do today because Secret Service will be in town.
Well, for sure. Yeah. And I'm sure that there's going to be road blockages and closures. That makes sense.
Shouldn't wave a gun in your backyard.
Oh, yeah, that's
they
Lord.
Only do that in Sealands Grove on a Sunday morning. Yeah. You know, that's just.
Don't hurt your relatives with box cutters today.
BB guns out the window today. They do that in Shamokin. No, we don't want to do that today. All right. Celebrity birthdays, because Chad is all excited that he gets to do birthday buddies.
That's right. I've been waiting for birthday buddy time.
Okay, celebrity musicians, we call it. First, Rachel Platten is 38 years old today. I thought she was just a kid.
She's a little older than I thought, too.
This is her fight song. Busta Rhymes is 47 today. Busta Rhymes.
I can't believe that he was born a week after me.
How about that? You and Busta.
Yeah.
You're about to Busta Rhyme coming right up. His real name, by the way, Trevor Taheem Smith Jr. He got the name Busta Rhymes from Chuck D of Public Enemy back in the day. All right, what do we got? Nick Hayward. You might not recognize that name. He is from the band, the 80s band Haircut 100. He also had a solo career. 58 years old today. Jane Wiedlin. You might not recognize Jane. She is the guitarist for the Go-Go's.
Oh.
She's 61 years old today. All right, you're waiting for it, aren't you,
Chad? I am.
Oh, here we go.
Bang, I'm waiting for it.
And finally, Cher
the
is
queen
73
herself.
Years old today.
Wow, she looks good for 73.
No, she doesn't.
you wash that mouth out with soap. You do not speak about Cher that way.
Okay,
she is timeless and perfect and the queen.
She has plastic surgery.
Of course she does.
Okay, then.
I'd have plastic surgery too if I had that much money.
And 73.
Yes. If she wants to nip and tuck and do a little Botox or whatever,
and she does.
Go for it, honey.
And she does.
So in honor of Cher's birthday, because last night I couldn't get to sleep because I'm not used to going to bed at 8:30. So I was like, I'm going to see whose birthdays are tomorrow to be prepared.
Yes.
So I came up with our song for birthday buddies today.
Let's hear it.
Okay, ready?
We do love to sing.
Okay, here we go.
You say you're young, but we don't know. Guess we'll just find out on the radio. Buddies, birthday buddies.
Yes!
Birthday buddies.
Birthday buddies.
I got you, bud.
I got you, bud. Oh, you just made my heart so happy, Chad.
I'm moved by that.
I am as well.
Because it is time for Tom and Laura's I Got You, Bud.
Buddies.
Birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Billy Habaker from Milton. He's 35 today.
A very happy birthday to Joe Daigle, 57 today.
Tiffany Caseman is 37. Happy birthday.
Brenda Cosmer from Shamokin is 58 today.
Riding our favorite rabbit bus with our friendly bus driver Ryan, Jesse Kissinger. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
William Bowersox from Sealands Grove. He's 60 today.
Dakota Carl is 21 today. Drinks up.
Connor from Kramer, fourth grade at Midwest. He's on the bus this morning. 10 years old today.
Pam Harper, 44 today. Happy birthday.
Danielle Bonowitz from Sunbury is 39 today.
Olivia Rhodes from Elysburg. Also, all these kids are riding the bus to school. She's going to SCA GC Hartman Elementary School. She's 8 today.
Happy birthday.
All the way from Dorensife, Tammy Hoffman. She's 49.
You're really excited doing this, aren't you? This is great.
Buddies.
Jerome Wilkinson is 43 today.
And we actually have one of my very best friends having a birthday today.
Who's that?
Kyle Winans.
Oh, wow.
He's 32 today. Happy birthday, Kyle.
Way to go, Kyle. Happy birthday. And texted in a teacher at Midwest, Brian Reese, is going to school to teach. And as what today? They didn't give an age.
Oh, they didn't give an age.
Some teachers are ageless.
That's true.
Everybody's got a birthday, though.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you'd like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's
Buddies.
I got buddies.
Birthday buddies. They say every weekday morn, they don't want to hear us sing. But you know what, Tom? I don't care.
I don't care
buddies.
Either, buddies.
Birthday
I got buddies.
Buddies.
I got you.
All right, enough.
Thank you. Bill, we didn't need Chelsea Celsius
or Frank Fahrenheit.
Frank Fahrenheit.
Or Misty Skies.
We are quite the dynamic meteorological duo. Is that what we could be? A meteorological duo?
I'm still laughing at Misty Skies. Hey, it's Tom and Laura in the morning.
And as always, we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Whether under misty skies or not, it's always worth the drive to Route 45.
Now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. For current features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Arnold Schwarzenegger was in South Africa on Saturday for an event called the Arnold Classic Africa, where a bunch of kids compete in different sporting events. He was talking to some fans in the crowd when a crazed lunatic ran up from behind and drop-kicked him in the back. It looked pretty serious at first. Then the guy yelled something about needing a Lamborghini while a very large security guard dragged him away. The good news is that Arnold was not seriously hurt. Video from two different angles is online, and he didn't even fall down. And the video is amazing. I mean, this guy, it was a flying kick.
I know, it was.
It was crazy. Arnold said afterward that he thought someone just bumped into him at first, and he didn't realize how hard the guy kicked him until he saw the footage. That is so monster of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Listen to me, girly mom.
That's because he is the Terminator, let's be honest. Actually, if you follow Arnold Schwarzenegger on Snapchat, his Snapchats have been amazing, and like he went on safari and stuff recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
He's an amazing guy.
He is.
Uh-huh. So he posted an update on Twitter yesterday and said he's not planning to press charges, adding that he'd rather focus on all the great athletes at the event. But it sounds like the guy could face charges anyway. That drop kick would have put me in the hospital.
Me too.
Go watch the video online if you haven't seen it. Yeah. The world has lost one of its favorite internet memes. Real life Grumpy Cat passed away last Tuesday. Grumpy Cat's owner made the announcement on Friday, saying that Grumpy Cat, quote, encountered complications from a recent urinary tract infection that unfortunately became too rough for her to overcome. Grumpy Cat was 7 years old. According to Purina.com, the first 2 years of a cat's life are roughly equal to the first 25 of a human's, and after that, each additional year is around 4 cat years. So Grumpy Cat was probably around 45, if you're looking at the cat years thing.
Still too young.
Still too young, yes. There is a real reason why Grumpy Cat was so grumpy. She had a form of feline dwarfism, and that, along with an underbite, gave her the perpetual frown that made her a sensation. So Grumpy Cat, dead at the age of 45 cat years.
I thought it was her name that made her grumpy.
Her real name. Yeah.
Tartar sauce.
Who would name their cat tartar sauce?
Yeah, I don't get that. I would be grumpy too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And looking at the box office, Avengers Endgame spent 3 weeks at number one, but its reign is over, for now at least. John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum made $57 million in its first weekend, which was enough to take over the top spot. Endgame still raked in $29.4 million to take second place. It's now at $771 million in the U.S. alone. Pokemon Detective Pikachu, which my 10-year-old loved, came in third with $24.8 million. A Dog's Journey opened in fourth place with a disappointing $8 million. The Hustle rounds out the top five with $6.1 million. The weekend's other new wide release, The Sun Is Also a Star, is pretty much out of here. It opened in eighth place with only $2.6 million.
Ooh.
That's all. All right. So. Any clue on what you'll be reviewing this coming Friday?
Yes, I will be reviewing a... I'm not going to say what it is. I will just say... It involves a lot of Keanu Reeves shooting people in the face.
That's all
I'm going to say about it.
Got it.
You'll just have to guess what it is.
That's the new movie from Disney, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm thinking it has nothing to do with the dog's journey.
Right, exactly.
Right. Have a good week, Mike.
You too.
Tom and Laura in the morning driving to work and slapping on the steering wheel. And don't do that tapping of the foot thing while you drive. It could be very dangerous.
Yeah, don't tap it back and forth like in Footloose.
You got a gas pedal and a brake there.
Although, I need to teach intern Jordan the dance.
Is she
to
was,
that.
she was kind of looking at you like, what are you doing? Is that the Footloose dance? And it was.
I was not judging her, though. That's the most important thing. Someone else was. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Someone else was judging me.
I may or may not have been judging your silly dance.
It's the actual dance. I'm going to teach it to her.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
You're no Kevin Bacon. That's all I'm saying.
I'm better than Kevin Bacon.
Actually, I
only have like 3 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
But so does everybody else in the world. So there it is.
Most people are 6 degrees separated from Kevin Bacon. I'm actually half of the national average.
Which leads into the next story. There are 10 reasons why you could get separated or break up with your significant other.
Because of degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon?
No, just the word separation.
Oh.
Most of the time, most of us break up with somebody because of their messy habits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You agree?
Definitely.
All right, here are the 10 messiest things that could make you break up with your boyfriend or break up with your girlfriend. Number one is leaving dirty dishes in the sink.
Especially when the dishwasher is literally right there.
Okay, all right. Number two, having a dirty toilet. As Matt would say, having a dirty toilet. Yeah, that's gross.
That's gross.
Having an overflowing trash can.
That's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Take it out.
Wait for it. Leaving dirty clothes on the floor. Laura, do you have anything to say about that?
We won't talk about the social experiment that I had in my own house.
With your husband?
With my husband. It was quite scientific when I left that sock lay on the steps for 72 hours.
72 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number five, the hamper is right there. It's right there.
Just like the dishwasher being right there. Number five, having a dirty shower. Okay, dirty showers. You want to take a shower? No. Having a messy car comes in at number six. Wow. Number seven, having spoiled food in the refrigerator.
Ahem.
Kyle Alexander,
Oh, where are you? Don't do that to him.
He left his chocolate milk in the refrigerator.
And it may or may not have exploded.
It may or may not have.
Does it still smell, yes or no?
It still smells.
There it is.
Followed closely by having a smelly refrigerator.
Oh, there it is. Really? That's on the list?
Yeah. Number nine, having papers strewn everywhere. I guess that means a messy desk, or does it mean a messy house with papers? I don't know.
We have to get off this topic really quickly. Me and my office mate might be in a little spat later on today.
You're getting that tense look on your face. Well, here's one that doesn't happen around here. At least I don't think so, unless it involves Mark Lawrence.
Uh-oh.
Having clumps of toothpaste in the sink.
He does go downstairs every morning and brush his teeth.
Yeah, 5 or 6 times a day.
How's his enamel?
How's his enamel?
I don't know. How's your enamel? I don't know.
It's fine. There you go.
The 10 things that can make you break up with your significant other.
We want to hear from you. We're going to post that on the 94KX Facebook page. I want to know what people get just really annoyed at.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be messy things. It could be other things that have made you break up with someone.
It's on Facebook now.
We want to know. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX News coming up with the check on sports and AccuWeather. Chad Hershberger in for news guy Matt today. He's going to give us a fresh new batch of detours. Woohoo! Because of some bridge work in Union County. Central Pennsylvania is a hot mess. We're not blaming you.
Road construction season.
Yes, it is road construction season. So I'm reading this article early this morning that says flying is now the worst way to go, according to a new survey. People would drive 6.5 hours rather than fly. 6.5 hours.
What? No.
Well, it only makes sense if 6.5 hours is less time than you're going to spend flying, sitting in the airport,
exactly,
making connections. Otherwise, flying's the way to go.
I know Laura says
I wish I could fly from Mifflinburg to here. I could sleep in 10 more minutes.
Why don't you get yourself a plane or something?
I mean, flying has definitely changed over the past, 20 years exponentially,
right.
But it, depending upon if it's a direct flight, mm-hmm, and you can get yourself to Harrisburg, park easy in, easy out, boom, hop on a plane and go.
Yep.
Cool. But honestly, sometimes it's more fun to drive if you have a longer amount of time to meander.
Yes, I agree with you. Now, not to be confused with this survey, I'd like to say that I would rather drive 6.5 hours than drive through the Sunbury Detour on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. 94KX, everybody needs a little TLC, you know what I mean? Everybody needs a little, well, I'm not going to do the initials. Try It Tuesday.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday we do something unusual. However, in the month of May, we have dedicated the entire month to trying Knoebels. Let's try that.
Yes, and our friend Stacy will be back in the studio tomorrow. She'll be bringing us some sweet treats from Candy Corners.
Mm, yummy, yummy. Should we give him a hint? What she's bringing?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of these things may snap, crackle, and pop.
Okay. She's bringing Rice Krispies?
No.
No. Popcorn?
Comes in many different flavors.
Yes.
But then also we're going to need my blender.
Oh, we're making blender drinks. You sure you don't? You sure this is the one?
Yeah,
the
Matt picks the right days to take off because you didn't try anything today. You don't have beer today. I mean, come on.
Chad, you're invited.
Okay.
You don't have to come and be on air. You can just come and hang out tomorrow and try some of the treats from Knoebels. And then, of course, Thirsty Thursday on Thursday again this week. Get on in here.
Get on in here.
But I'm envisioning popcorn and blenders. That's a little scary. It can't be popcorn.
No. The popcorn is popped. The blender is for a slushie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. There you go. Try It Tuesday featuring Knoebels again tomorrow. I love Stacy.
Isn't she so nice?
I mean, you take her on a Tuesday and you take Vanessa in here on a Thursday.
I know.
And it's a great atmosphere.
It is. It really is. We're very lucky here on this morning show.
Sometimes we create our luck.
Very true.
Very true. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News coming up next. Sean Carey on the other side. Are you hanging around all day?
No, I'm...
Chad Hirschberger.
Here for like a half an hour yet.
Oh, okay. So you do go to other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta...
And Laura, news guy Matt's back tomorrow?
Is it?
Yes. I believe so.
He's taking a long weekend.
Long weekend,
like I said, Chad is invited back tomorrow as well as Thursday to come and partake of all of the fun that is Try It Tuesday with Knoebels, Thirsty Thursdays with the Milton Beer Fest.
Yeah, but is it just because he works here and because we like him? Because then I feel like other people feel like they're not invited. Like maybe the 90,000 people that are listening. So Chad, you see that? You're pretty important.
Well, thank you.
You're incredibly important.
I mean, I'm not as good and as sexy Steve Jones, I guess. But,
no one is, and no one can be.
Anyway. I like Steve. I get to work with Steve on his show on WKOK, and I like Steve.
Sexy Sean Carey is next.
Indeed, sexy SC. 94K.